This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Howdy, partners, and good day to you all, and welcome to episode 107 of Trivia for Kids, the podcast. My name is Casey.
I'm Quim.
And we are here hosting today for you to listen or watch us on YouTube. Quinn, you had to go to school today. How was your day of school?
I don't want to go to school today and tomorrow because in 2 days we're going to Florida, so I just want to go today.
However, by the time this episode comes out, we will already have been home.
Be done like, with fifth.
Been there and back. But we have to pre-record because we're taking a vacay all the way, right? We're going to get everything done beforehand so that we can leave and just enjoy some time away from Iowa. And I am pumped.
Yes. So our trip was great.
Our trip was so fun. We had a beautiful house down there and we had fun with friends. The weather was great. No troubles with traveling or flights or anything. It was just great. I hope that's how it goes. So, Quinn, would you like to hear a joke?
I love jokes. Go ahead.
All right. Our first joke comes from listener Zadie. And we will hear from Zadie again because she gets a birthday shout out at the end. How do you keep a bagel from rolling away?
I don't know.
You put locks on it. Do you know what locks are? Locks are like a thinly sliced salmon that you put on top of a bagel. Locks are not very popular here in the Midwest, or at least in Northwest Iowa where we live. But I know locks are very popular other places. So.
And they sound always really good.
Oh, yeah. I love bagels. Give me an everything bagel with like a ton of cream cheese and some lox. Yes. Yes, I will take that. Joke number two comes from Van and Olivia.
Thank you, guys.
Why does a T-Rex like to play with toy soldiers? So they can create little armies because they have little arms.
That's so funny.
So good. All right. Joke number three comes from Braxton. In baseball, why is it easier to steal second base than it is third base?
Because in third base, you have to go home.
Because there is a shortstop between second and third.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
clever. I like that one. Because the shortstop stands in between second base and third base. And so there's
Yep.
All right, and our last joke comes from listener Jonah. Thank you, Jonah.
He is a
Patreon subscriber, so thank you, Jonah. There's actually two. This is like two jokes. A kid's sis came into the room crying. The kid asked, "Are you having a crisis?" like a crisis. Oh, good one. And here's the other one. A kid was surprised when his cat said something to him when he stepped on his tail. The cat said, "Meow." You know, meow. Stepped on his tail. Yeah. So the cat said, "Meow." Oh, man. Good ones. I love it when kids make up jokes. So good. Yeah. All right. Done with the jokes. Time for the trivia.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number 1. The category is underwater animals. Question 1. If they stop swimming, what will happen to a great white shark? Question 2. What species of seal gets its cat-like name from the spotted pattern along its back? Question 3. What small underwater creature is known for its spiraled shell and slow movement? Question 4. What is the largest mammal on Earth? Question 5. What is the name of the underwater animal with a circular body covered in spines? Question 6. If you are going to eat calamari, what type of seafood are you eating? Question 7. What color is an adult beluga whale? And now the answers to round numero uno. Question 1. If they stop swimming, what will happen to a great white shark?
They will sink.
They will die. While most sharks will be 100% fine if they stop swimming, a few iconic species such as great white sharks, whale sharks, hammerheads, and mako sharks would suffocate without forward motion or a strong current flowing towards their mouths. If they stop swimming, they stop receiving oxygen. I heard that that was true, but I thought it was a rumor. But I looked this up a couple of times to make sure it was true. Crazy. Wouldn't they get tired? I'm sure they sleep swimming, obviously, but man, moving all the time. Question 2. What species of seal gets its cat-like name from the spotted pattern along its back?
The leopard seal?
Yes, leopard seal. We just saw a leopard seal at the Des Moines Zoo, didn't we?
Big, chunky, blubber leopard seal.
He was so cute. This big, big, chunky little monkey seal. Not a monkey. We saw those too, but anyway. Question 3. What small underwater creature is known for its spiraled shell and slow movement?
A snail.
A snail is the correct answer. And do you remember what cooked snails are called that you eat? The French word for cooked snails?
Ooh. Oui, oui, oui.
Escargot. You remember that?
Yep.
Question 4. What is the largest mammal on Earth?
The elephant.
The blue whale. The category is underwater animals.
Oh, you said mammal, and I was like, I automatically
whales,
went to like...
Whales are mammals, my darling.
I automatically went to like, oh, the whales don't have hair, so they don't, but
I think they do. I think they have little, like, tiny, tiny hairs. The blue whale is the answer. Question 5. What is the name of the underwater creature with a circular body covered in spines?
Pufferfish.
I was going for sea urchin. A pufferfish isn't quite circular, but a sea urchin, perfect little ball of spines.
I think that a pufferfish is pretty round.
Only when they're puffed up, though. When they're just swimming, they're not. Okay. I'll give you half a point for pufferfish. Question 6. If you are going to eat calamari, what type of seafood are you eating?
Squid.
Squid is the correct answer. Do you like calamari? You like seafood.
I love seafood. Octopus is good. Sushi's my favorite food. I love crocodile too.
I guess crocodile is kind of an underwater animal. Actually, yeah, you ate alligator, not crocodile.
True, true.
True.
Also, I keep thinking I get calamari mixed up with fish eggs all the time. So what are fish eggs called?
Caviar.
Caviar. My word.
Yes. Question 7. What color is an adult beluga whale? I knew this one because of Finding Dory.
Gray or white, right?
They are white. Beluga whales are dark gray as calves. Their skin lightens as they age, becoming white as they reach physical maturity.
I like their big brains.
Yeah, they're like bulbous heads on the front. Yeah,
yeah.
I do too. Round number 2. The category is people with beards. Question one. What is the name of the friendly man giant character in Harry Potter? Question two. Who lives at the North Pole? Question three. James Harden is a professional athlete with a very distinctive beard. What sport does James Harden play? Question four. Who was the 16th president of the United States that commonly wore a top hat? Question 5. Famous artist Leonardo da Vinci had long hair and a matching long beard. What painting is da Vinci most famously known for? Question 6. In the Pirates of the Caribbean movie franchise, what is the name of the quirky main character whose beard is decorated with beads? Question 7. Who is the only Smurf character that doesn't wear a white hat or white pants? And now the Harry answers to round number two. Question one. What is the name of the friendly man giant character in Harry Potter?
Hagrid.
Hagrid is correct. He has a beard for days. He's a hairy dude.
So does Dumbledore.
That's true. There could have been a few beard people from Harry Potter. Question two. Who lives at the North Pole?
Santa.
Santa Claus is coming to town with his white beard. Question three. James Harden is a professional athlete with a very recognizable beard. What sport does James Harden play?
Don't get mad at me, but I want to say hockey.
He plays basketball. He is an NBA basketball player. He has like a big, like full beard.
Big
beard. Yes, big beard. You'd think that if you played basketball, it would get sweaty and itchy and drippy, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's his thing. Question four. Who was the 16th president of the United States that commonly wore a top hat?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is the 16th president who wore a top hat. Correct. Question five. Famous artist Leonardo da Vinci had long hair and a matching long beard. What painting is da Vinci most famously known for?
Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa is correct, Quinny. Question six. In the Pirates of the Caribbean movie franchise, what is the name of the quirky main character whose beard is decorated with beads?
Jack Sparrow.
That wasn't a good one. How does he talk?
Jack Sparrow. He has like a spit
I don't think
to his
so.
Talk.
Jack Sparrow. It's definitely an English accent, but it's different. We failed. Jack Sparrow in our normal voices. Question seven. Who is the only Smurf character that doesn't wear a white hat or white pants?
Papa Smurf. He was red,
Papa Smurf wears a red hat, red pants, but he has a distinctive white beard. To go with the category, he has a white beard. Correct. Round number three. The category is cartoons. Question one. Which member of the Paw Patrol is passionate about recycling? Question two. What is the name of the talking squirrel from SpongeBob SquarePants? Question three. In Bluey, what does Bluey's mom, Chili, put on her toast every morning? Question four. What is the name of Peppa Pig's goldfish? Question five. In Big City Greens, what happens to Chip Whistler in every episode he is in? Question six. What is Superwise's real name? Question seven. What are the names of the two dogs in Puppy Dog Pals? And now the answers to round three. Question one. Which member of the Paw Patrol is passionate about recycling?
Rocky.
Rocky is the answer. What is Rocky's catchphrase? Like, Chase is on the case and...
Green means go.
Green means go. That's right.
I feel like there's another one, but I can't...
Oh, is this something like, don't recycle, recycle, or like... Don't use, reuse, or something like that?
Yes.
What is it? I don't know. Something like that. It's like, don't do something, do something else. I can't remember. Question two. What is the name of the talking squirrel in SpongeBob SquarePants? What's the answer, Quinn?
Sandy Cheeks. I would not have known that if I just had this Go-Gurt in my hand.
Quinn is eating a Go-Gurt as her after-school snack, and it's a SpongeBob Go-Gurt that has... Sandy Cheeks on it. You can see it on our YouTube video. What are the odds of that?
That's crazy.
That's a cute name, Sandy, because she lives in the ocean, and Cheeks because she's a squirrel.
Yeah.
Squirrels shove things in their cheeks. So, Sandy Cheeks. Question three. In Bluey, what does Bluey's mom, Chili, put on her toast every morning?
Sardines.
Butter and sardines. Yum. I don't think I'd eat it for breakfast, though. Maybe for like a mid-afternoon snack, I would. But would you eat it?
No.
No. Question four. What is the name of Peppa Pig's goldfish?
Goldie.
Goldie, the goldfish. That is correct. Tito's the tortoise. That was my... I loved it. Question five. In Big City Greens, what happens to Chip Whistler in every episode he is in?
His tooth breaks?
Yeah, he chips his front tooth. Oh, his dentist must love him.
Yeah. He must get paid a lot, though.
His dentist? Yeah, that's why he loves him, because he keeps breaking his teeth and has to go in and get him fixed. And then after he knocks it out, then he always has like a... When he talks, she has a little bit of a whistle in his speech. Poor
Chip.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Question six. What is Superwise's real name?
Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Yay! Yes.
Wyatt and Jack and his little sister, Joy.
And then what are the other ones named? Princess.
P and Red and little what's the Red pig's name? Is the pig's name just Pig?
I think.
I think so. Anyway, question seven. What are the names of the two dogs in Puppy Dog Pals?
Bingo and Rolly.
Bingo. I will say, Puppy Dog Pals has one of the best theme songs. Puppy Dog Pals. Where are you at today? You're my singer.
I clapped. I clapped.
Oh, you clapped. Okay, we're good then. Thank you for joining. Round number four. The category is college nicknames. Question one. What natural disaster is actually the mascot of the University of Miami? Question two. The mascot of Syracuse University is simply what color? That is also a fruit. Question 3. If you are scared of arachnids, do not go to the University of Richmond because their mascot is what? Question 4. What is the nickname of the University of Oklahoma that is the opposite of the word later? Question 5. Logan from the X-Men would like the University of Michigan because their nickname is what? Question 6. What is the University of Akron mascot that is the same thing you do to your coat on a cold day? Question 7. What slobbery animal is the most common nickname among NCAA colleges? And now the round 4 answers. Question 1. What natural disaster is actually the mascot of the University of Miami?
The Hurricanes.
That is right. The University of Miami Hurricanes. That is a cool mascot. Cool nickname.
What does the mascot look like?
Well, I believe it's a crane. I think it's a crane. I'm not sure.
Like a this crane or like a bird crane?
Like a bird with a long bill. Like a white bird with a long bill, I believe. Not 100%. Question 2. The mascot of Syracuse University is simply what color that is also a fruit?
Orange.
They are the Syracuse orange. That's it. Orange. Orange, you glad I didn't say the Syracuse bananas?
Orange is the best color, guys.
It is your favorite color. Question 3. If you are scared of arachnids, do not go to the University of Richmond because their mascot is what?
Spider.
University of Richmond spiders.
I don't like spiders.
I think it's a cool mascot, though. I think they're the only one. The only school that has that mascot. Question 4. What is the nickname of the University of Oklahoma that is the opposite of the word later?
Now.
If I said, Quinn, you need to come home, and you'd say, I'll be home blank or later.
Soon.
Sooner. The Oklahoma Sooners. Sooner or later. It's kind of a tough one. Earlier. The Oklahoma Earliers. Question 5. Logan from the X-Men would like the University of Michigan because their nickname is what?
The Wolverines, right?
Yep, they are the Michigan Wolverines. Fling, fling. Question 6. What is the University of Akron mascot that is the same thing you do to your coat on a cold day?
Wear it.
They are the Akron Zips. Zips.
Oh.
I think cool mascots are cool, obviously.
Yeah.
Question 7. What slobbery animal is the most common nickname among NCAA colleges?
The Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs is correct. I wouldn't have got this one. That's why I gave you the hint of slobbery. So Bulldogs have the most, and then the second place are the Tigers. And then I think third was Wildcats, if I'm not mistaken.
Arr.
There's only one. Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Round number 5. The category is interesting facts. Question 1. What condiment was originally sold as a diarrhea medicine? Question 2. What mythical creature is the national animal of Scotland? Question three, true or false? Bananas are berries. Question four, if a cow and a bison have a baby, what is it called? Question five, when spelled out, what is the first number that contains a letter A? Question six, true or false? Lemons and limes float in water. Question seven, if cats have five toes on their front feet, how many toes do they have on their back feet? Answers to round five. Question one. What condiment was originally sold as a diarrhea medicine?
Ketchup.
Ketchup is correct. I wonder when it went from helping to stop diarrhea to this tastes delicious on a hot dog. Somebody had diarrhea and they were like, this would really be good on a burger. I don't know.
Ketchup plain though sounds nasty.
Question two. What mythical creature is the national animal of Scotland?
The unicorn.
One of my all-time favorite trivia questions, the unicorn. Question three, true or false? Bananas are berries.
That's true.
Weird but true, bananas are berries. You are right. Question four, if a cow and a bison have a baby, what is it called?
A bull.
A beefalo.
Is that a joke or is that real?
Nope. True story. You can Google beefalo and it will show you what a cow bison looks like. And a horse and a donkey create a mule. A zebra and a donkey make a zonkey. And a lion and a tiger make a liger. But a bison and a cow make a beefalo. I think that is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
I thought that was a joke.
Nope. Question five, when spelled out, what is the first number that contains a letter A?
Like, ooh. I don't.
It's 1,000. Isn't that
insane? I was going to say, yeah.
100 doesn't have any A's. Like, none of the, there's no A's in teens or 40 or 50 or 8. Like, yeah. No A's until 1,000. Question six, true or false? Lemons and limes float in water.
False, only one does?
That's correct. It is false. Lemons float, limes sink. Because limes are denser than lemons, they drop to the bottom of a glass while lemons float at the top. Very good.
Woo!
Question seven, if cats have five toes on their front feet, how many toes do they have on their back feet?
Four.
It is four. Scientists think that
dominating.
You have. Scientists think that the four-toed back paws might help them run faster somehow.
Who needs pinky toes anyway?
And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one, if you are eating calamari, what type of seafood are you eating?
Squid.
Question two, famous artist Leonardo da Vinci had long hair and a matching beard. What painting is Da Vinci most famously known for?
The Mona Lisa.
Question three, what is the University of Akron mascot that is the same thing you need to do to your coat on a cold day?
The zips.
Question four, In Bluey, what does Bluey's mom, Chili, put on her toast every morning?
Butter and sardines.
Question 5. If a cow and a bison have a baby, what is it called?
A beefalo.
Question 6. What slobbery animal is the most common nickname among NCAA colleges?
The bulldog.
Question 7. When spelled out, what is the first number that contains a letter A?
1,000.
And that is the end. Here are your shout-outs. Underwater Animals comes from listener Bradley.
Thank you, Bradley.
Sharks comes from Gaia.
Thank you, Gaia.
SpongeBob comes from Cam.
Thank you, Cam.
Big City Greens comes from JJ.
Thank you, JJ.
Colleges comes from Kate and Williams.
Thank you, guys.
Interesting Facts comes from Van.
Thank you, Van.
And boy, do we have some birthdays. Our first birthday shout out goes to listener Zadie. She turns 10, which she says is her double digit era per Taylor Swift. I have a song. I've got a blank space, Zadie. And I'll write your name. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Zadie.
All right, birthday number 2 comes from listener Sia, who is from Cupertino, California, and turns 7. You want to hang from the chandelier on your birthday. Sia, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sia.
All right, and now we have 2 golden birthdays. Quinn, can you tell me what a golden birthday is?
When the day of the month that you were born in matches up of the number of your age.
Right.
If my birthday was January 4 and I just turned 4, that's my golden birthday.
However, you don't get your golden birthday till the absolute last option.
31.
31. My golden birthday was the 26th, so mine wasn't much. But we have 2 golden birthdays. Hazel and Madalena turn 9 on the 9th. Happy golden birthday, girls. Put your pinky rings up to the moon. What you trying to do? 24 karat birthdays in the air. For Hazel and Madalena, happy birthday, okay. Girls. All right. And Quinn, here is your conversation starter. What is your favorite song?
You know, that's a tough one. I really like Broadway music.
My favorite song is Piano Man by Billy Joel. It's 9 o'clock. You knew that, didn't you?
Saturday. Yeah.
All right. That's it, everybody. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.